Hello there, fellow tax slaves on the plantation of Slavelandia in the great county of Kershaw County, South Carolina. How are you doing today? Hope your day is very nice, and I hope you've paid your fair share of sales tax this morning from the McDonald's or the Burger King or wherever you plan to eat on this wonderful Sunday morning. Back in 2015, on this very day, September 25th of 2015, I went before county council because county council was getting ready to pass what they called back then Vision 2020. You see, we're 5 years away from 2020. So this is 7 years ago. Back then, not very many people knew anything about it. Nobody cared. Nobody seemed to care. And now, today, 7 years later, I thought I'd read this thing and see what you think. See what I was saying there and think about what's happened now. Public-private partnerships are fascist to the core. Kershaw County Council and thousands of counties around this nation are in bed with corporations. This is a comment I recently gave to Kershaw County Council on the subject of PPPs and specifically on their plan called Vision 2030. Gentlemen, central planning is repugnant in a free society. The very idea of government planning the world around us is repugnant to the ideas of free men. The idea of public-private partnerships, otherwise known as PPPs, where the state forces free men to pay for others' benefits, is the antithesis of freedom and liberty. And yet here we are debating this very issue. I recognize that you councilmen are not calculating socialist and fascist. No, not at all. You are just short on research. You don't recognize what your alignments of public-private partnerships end up creating. Gentlemen, Benito Mussolini would be proud of what you are doing. And if you don't know who Benito Mussolini is, he is the man that coined the term of fascism, the blending of corporate and state powers. The creation of public-private partnerships compromises vital American principles of free enterprise and limit the self-control of citizens' lives by allowing unelected business people with government to view individuals as collectively owned human capital. Human resources is the politically correct term used today. This council's own mission statement confirms that council considers us to be human resources, which you are bringing into the partnerships. Clearly, council infers this when you say our citizens. This is central control. This is collectivism. This is fascism. Many have explained the trouble with blending business and government in partnership. They call it soft fascism. I think of it as fascism by consensus. In the case of Vision 2020, which is now Vision 2030, it's soft fascism via good marketing and doublespeak. The vision is to continue in the commercial real estate market by building speculation buildings, three huge shells costing $9,675,000. This money, $15 million in total, is to be stolen from each of us in the hope, the promise, that some company chooses Kershaw County over the thousands of others around the country doing the same thing. To accomplish this, Kershaw County Council stands ready to form public-private partnerships, as your mission statement says. However, what are you really creating? Public-private partnerships really amount to economic control. They are one of the key components of the collectivist edifice. Public-private partnerships bring about a form of governance alien to the founding principles of constitutionally limited government. Government by consent of the government. Governed. I do not consent. The PPP system is fascist since it involves corporations and governments working together to make policy. It is soft fascism because it is not overtly totalitarian, even though that is what we're seeing today. The mask is coming off. The individual person does not own himself. He exists to serve the state or the collective as human resources. If this vision was as great as you would have us believe, why do you need to force us to pay for it? If this was such a great plan, why don't you seek private sector investors who would jump at the chance to make money from such a great plan? Council wants us to believe this Vision 2020 will bring prosperity to all, but the truth is far from the fantasy. Kershaw County has already spent millions on industrial parks and staff to market the product, which remain virtual ghost towns with few tenants and empty shells, which have been forced to invest in. What kind of investment is that? Do you get a return? The county would have us believe that all employees of the new industry would come from current residents, but this fantasy is fantasy, as many employees come from the industry's previous location or one of the surrounding counties. Higher taxes. First, we are forced to pay higher taxes to invest. Then we are forced to pay higher taxes because of these investments. Boeing is a prime example, as residents are now facing the prospect of higher taxes to pay for new infrastructure needed to accommodate their sudden growth. See, this was back when they were promoting Boeing, and they had given them all kinds of incentives and promised all this infrastructure improvement and all that kind of stuff. And then they hit the people down there with higher taxes. Their property taxes are off the just out of this world down there. Now, this is 7 years ago. Continue. Industry gets a free ride while we pay. Governments, including this one, provide all sorts of incentives, bribes with our taxes, to get industry to move into the county. This is fascism at its finest, socializing the cost of private industry for the benefit of private industry and government. The poorest suffer the most. As property values rise and taxes increase, those residents with the least suffer the most. Those on fixed incomes must now choose between medicine, property taxes, between electricity bills, and tax sale. The affluent will have no problem paying the higher cost of economic development or electricity or whatever, but the least among us will suffer the pain. Robbing Peter to pay Paul. Every dollar that is invested by government is a dollar that might have been spent elsewhere. Kershaw residents have less money to spend with local businesses, less groceries, less movies, less gas, less restaurants, and less clothes, as their hard-earned money is used to subsidize others and grow government. What have we seen, ladies and gentlemen? While we are promised sunshine and lollipops by our illustrious leaders, the truth is we all will suffer the consequences of this fallacy called economic development. In truth, the county should close their economic development offices, cut the size and expense of this government, and reduce or eliminate the taxes levied on the people and businesses. They should also cut the regulatory red tape required to start a business and to operate that business within the county. If Kershaw County was indeed the most free county in the state, in the union, you would not have to bribe a company to move in. Just get out of the way. A vote in favor of Vision 2020 is a vote for fascism and collectivism. A vote in favor of for Vision 2020 is a vote against individual freedom and the principles on which this nation was founded. The choice is freedom or fascism. Which will you choose? Ladies and gentlemen, I think this speech holds up the test of time. Does their promises hold up the test of time? Look at the disaster that has happened ever since Vision 2020 was introduced. Look at the public-private partnerships disaster that and the taxes that have been raised since this speech 7 years ago. These are the questions that we need answers to. Now, we've seen people start to speak up as this collectivist system puts pressure on the individuals, and the individuals are hurting from higher taxes, higher prices, inflation, every one of these things caused by government intervention into the free market. The time for choosing is now. Freedom or fascism, which one will you choose? That is the question. Anyway, I'm gonna let you guys go. I know I'm long-winded today. So, till next time, boys and girls. Peace.
Times there was a man. He's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's the dude.